Shabbat Shalom. Dare to dream. And if you dream, dream big, said Henrietta Zold, the founder of Hadassah, in the late 1800s. She was an activist, an ardent Zionist. She, along with many other Jews, envisioned the possibility that the dream of a Jewish homeland would one day come to fruition. As Theodore Herzl famously said, "Im tirtzu, ein zo agada." If you dream it, if you will it, it will not just be a dream. The Jewish story is fueled by the belief that our visionary dreams can find grounding in the future. We are a people of hope. Jews have always been guided by the promise of better times ahead, by the possibility of a more perfect world. This week, our Torah portion begins with a dream. The young Joseph dreams that he is destined to become a leader of his family, of his people. Joseph's dream was a prophecy, a glimpse into who he would become. Yet there is a long journey from Joseph's adolescence to the moment when his dream would become a reality. When we first meet Joseph, he is insensitive towards his brothers as he boasts about his prophetic dream. We read that the brothers don't even want to hear his dream, but Joseph pushes on without thinking about them. As the Torah says, the brothers did not want to hear the dream and hated him even more. But Joseph said to them, please listen to this dream. We're piling up wheat in the middle of a field, and my wheat pile arose and stood upright, and your wheat piles formed a circle around me and bowed down. Joseph's brothers, hearing this, threw him into a pit and sold him into slavery. And not too long after, he is falsely accused of a crime and thrown into jail. By the time he finally becomes a leader, he has prevailed in the face of many hardships and challenges. Along the way, he has become self-reflective and compassionate, very different from the self-centered youth that we first met. We learn that Joseph has great inner strength. The lows of his life could not break his spirit. Dreams in the story of Joseph are a call to action. They help to shape reality, to change the future. And this is the Jewish story. To always carry the dream of a more perfect world, even when there is no glimpse of it, to still believe that it is possible. Albert Einstein said, the person with big dreams is more powerful than the one with all the facts. In order to be guided by a dream, one needs faith in the power of the unseen. And that is the gift of this time of Hanukkah. We bring light into the darkest moment of the year, and with it, the hope for better times ahead. A midrash teaches that there is a primordial light that exists before all of creation. This mystical light is hidden, but glimmers of it are revealed at special moments throughout time. And the Hanukkah candles represent this hidden light. A tiny flame can lead to something momentous. And we might have dreams for a better world or a better life for all of those who need uplifting. And these ideals can guide us and inspire us through all kinds of challenges. The fulfillment of a great dream takes a long time, maybe even a lifetime, maybe even beyond. Yet we need to always have hope. Rabbi Jonathan Sacks said, every bad thing that has happened to you thus far may be the necessary prelude to the good things that are about to happen. because you have been strengthened by suffering and given courage by your ability to survive. This is the Jewish spirit. This is the Jewish story. To always carry the dream of a brighter future, to still believe it is possible. This week in Israel, archaeologists discovered a cache of 2,200-year-old coins near the Dead Sea. This is the first physical proof of the Jews who fled to the Judean desert during the persecution under Antiochus. These coins are a message from our ancestors. They represent the hope that even despite terrible odds, their line would still thrive. The coins shine a light from them to us. A dream realized, we survived. As we light the Hanukkah candles, let us celebrate that strength and freedom. Let the light we bring into this dark time of the year serve as inspiration to pursue our dreams of better times ahead. Shabbat Shalom.